Morning. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the first Wim Hof Wednesday. I'm super honored to have you all here. So let me get a round of applause for you all being here. Woo! You guys took your time to be here on a Wednesday evening to not only share but reconnect with this awesome group. And I really can't thank you all enough for being here. Now, we do have a special presentation that Anna will be sharing with us. Anna Grozdanova, our fellow Master's Module instructor. And Anna, I really want you to know not only me, but everyone in the group's gonna appreciate this, watching the video and learning from your multiple experiences with BART, hosting events that some of us still are trying to get our feet wet in. So, without further ado, a huge round of applause for Anna for being here. And thank you for Anna for sharing. Let's do this. Our first Wim Hof Wednesday.
Thank you first, Francesco, again for organizing this Wednesday, and I'm very happy to see everyone right now. And yeah, because I have 20 minutes, because my timekeeper is checking the time, I will start. So yeah, a quick story before I start. Like 2019 was our first workshop with BART. Actually, my first workshop that I took ever on Wim Hof was in Bali. And the first time I took it, I knew that this is something I want to do. And when I came back to Bulgaria, I was so enthusiastic. So I contacted our instructor from Bali. He didn't reply to me. Then I texted BART Pronk because I saw he's an instructor as well and he liked one of my photos in Bali and blah, blah, blah. He didn't answer to me as well. It was like I came back in Bulgaria in the end of July. I texted him immediately. No one replied to me. And I was like, fuck, why those people no reply? I want to invite them to Bulgaria. You know, I want to create a workshop with them. And I was like, okay, maybe now it's not the time. Maybe I'm not the person to bring this to Bulgaria and all these kind of thoughts in my mind. But then after a few months, I was like, okay, it's the last time. I'm gonna try. And then, yeah, if they don't reply, they don't reply. I would just let it go. And it was before the beginning of December. I text BART Pronk on the official email instead of WhatsApp, Facebook, or whatever, and he replied to me. So I was so enthusiastic, and I booked him not for one day workshop, but I booked him for 2 days in a row without knowing, without having any idea if there are any people that know about the method in Bulgaria, if there are any people practicing or whatever. But my enthusiasm was so big, and I just knew that there is a potential of this, and there are people that they need to get to know the method. It was so amazing for me, so I just wanted to spread it to everybody. And we spoke with him at the beginning of December 2018, and then we decided we're gonna do it in April 2019. So we start to prepare the dates. And as I told you, I had no fucking idea if there are any people in Bulgaria that they know about Wim Hof, what is this, what is the method about, or whatever. But I really was very excited. And because I used to go for many years to some seminars about personal development, and I was assisting in the organization of those kind of seminars, and there were many people that were going through that, I knew that there are people that would be interested at some point. So for me, that was enough to start. I wrote down a few things that I did, and that actually helped me to fulfill the 2 days. We, in the end, got like 70 people all together for 2 days. And yeah, it was really, I worked my ass off to get this done, but it happened. And since then, we do twice a year, like weekends, Saturday and Sunday, and we usually get about this much people for the workshops. So it is possible. We just have to be creative and use any kind of ideas that come to our mind. And one of my advices to everyone, it's like, if an idea comes to you, and then at some point you think, oh, that's stupid. No, just go for it and do it. Like, there are no stupid ideas. The only thing that can happen is somebody to say no, or you check that if it works, it's okay. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So you do something else. But for me, it was like I tried everything that came to my mind because I had no budget as well. Like, I had zero budget for advertising or whatever. But what I did, I made an event on Facebook because in Bulgaria, still Facebook, it's the strongest media than Instagram or whatever. So for me, Facebook really works well for events because then you can create the event, invite people, friends, and also share it. And so this is the platform that I use for my promotions. And then I have somehow automatically, when I do create in my account an event, it goes automatically to platform called All Events, that it's also for promotion of other events. So I guess in your area, you may check for other platforms connected to events and maybe link your accounts or just put the event somewhere on those platforms. But I also do for Facebook event a special design cover that I put on my Facebook page as well, my personal page, because I've got a lot of people. I have like 4,500 people that are on my friends list, so they can see as well the dates. And I do multiple dates, for example, for the workshops that we have with Bart on my page. So it's not only one date. I do, like, we have in April, then we have in June, then we have in November, let's say. So everybody can see it on my Facebook page, all the events that I have. And then I do for Instagram posts. I'm not very active there, but I know it works as well. But in Bulgaria, it's not really very popular. And what I start doing lately, maybe for the last 6 months, it's to work more on my LinkedIn account. Because if you want to do a business to the corporate world, they told me that LinkedIn, it's a very good platform. You can reach a lot of HRs there, and especially now in Bulgaria, and I guess it's a trend all over the world. Companies are looking for well-being and different kind of practices that can offer to the staff to manage stress, have healthy lifestyle, and Wim Hof, it's really a very good tool, I guess. And this is something that I want to work more through LinkedIn to contact HRs and offer to the companies like stress management workshops or team buildings or whatever. So this is something as well from the social media. So basically from the social media, I use Facebook mainly, but also LinkedIn for the last few months. This is after I get certified, we get certified, something I will push more because I want to go into the corporate events as well, because it's easier to offer, you know, like you have the company, you don't need to worry how many people, yeah, exactly, Mike, will come or whatever. You offer them the price, you do the workshop, and that's it. And then also would be nice to offer the open workshops for anyone to come. But yeah, it would be nice if you can have them both. And as well, like when you offer an event to a company, you can stress more on stress management, improving sleep, concentration, productivity, and these kind of things. Well, when we do an open workshop to the rest of the people, you promote other kind of things. For the promotion as well from our workshops, from the beginning, I also checked on Facebook. There are different kind of groups. For example, for Sofia, there were like interesting events in Sofia on Facebook. So people that organize different kind of events, they post the events there. So there are like few thousand people in each group. So check and search on Facebook Whatever comes to your mind for your city or the place where you live, interesting events, free events, well-being events, personal development events, maybe there are different kinds of groups where you can just post your events and promote it. It's a free way, again, to check this about different kinds of seminars or whatever. Also, influencers, check out people that you follow in your area, for example, for nutritionists, well-being, people doing like fitness programs or a diet or whatever. Some people that are famous with a lot of followers, text them. Like some people will answer, some people will not, but just text That's anyone. Good. Some people know about Wim Hof, some they don't. But send them some general information, maybe a small presentation about the Wim Hof, about the method and the benefits. And also when I send presentations, I link in the end, I put links for the documentary of BBC and Discovery Channel. It gives like really like, you know, if people don't know who is Wim Hof and they see this Discovery Channel or BBC movie about him, they think, oh, this is something serious, so I will look at it. And I contact all these influencers, people that I want to promote my events. For example, I don't contact any influencers because I choose the people I want to work with. But people that you like and you see that they're good and you want to cope with them in some way, I text them and I invite them for free to the workshops if they want to join. And on the other hand, they can write about the workshop and also the method and the benefits and all these kind of things in their media as well. So in this way, they promote you and they come and they also try the method. As well, podcasts. I contact a guy that has really a famous podcast here in Bulgaria, in Sofia. Don't be shy to contact anyone that you want to contact. That's also something I would say, like, because sometimes maybe we have this feeling, oh, but yeah, but I'm not good enough. I'm just, you know, from the beginning, I start now, what can I offer? Just go for it and don't think too much about it. Like, you offer them a value, you offer them a workshop and let them decide if they want to work with you or not, you know, like just go for it and do it. Don't think too much. That's my motto. Like thinking, it's not really very good. Doing, it's good. So podcasts, yeah, I contact that guy with really the best podcast. I made a list with podcasts that I found in internet, the best 10 podcasts in Bulgaria. I checked them up. I found few that I really liked. So I sent them an email. Hello, my name is Anna Gruzdanova. We do a workshop with Bart Pronk in Bulgaria about Wim Hof method and blah, blah, blah. So can we do a series and we can talk about the method, about the benefits for the health and all these kind of things. And that guy said yes, and he came to the workshop. I invited him for free, but we've got, I think, like 5 people from his podcast, which is quite a lot. You know, like Bulgaria and Sofia, it's not super big. So it worked for me as well. Also, media partners. When we did the first workshop in Bulgaria, and also I always... Like, I never, not always trusted, even though I know that everything happens for a reason and when the right time comes. So this is for me a very good lesson, because when I contacted first Bart, it was in August, and if he said yes to me, most probably I was going to do the workshop in September or October. But because he didn't reply to me, there was a like fuck up story in a way. On New Year's Eve, somebody climbed up mountain here in Bulgaria, and when they reached the top, he was naked. He was practicing Wim Hof method, but they didn't let him in the house that it's on the top of the mountain, which is usually government, and everybody should be they should let people in. But they didn't let those guys that they were on the top of the mountain on New Year's Eve in. So it was all over the news. It was everywhere, like a big scandal. And in a way, it helped me to promote the method, because people, that guy started going on TV, talking what he's doing, how did he manage to go to the mountain naked. I was sure he practiced Wim Hof. And then, but it wasn't very good advertising, because it became, in a way, a scandal, because he wasn't prepared when he goes to the top to dress up. Then they had to call, you know, mountain rescue force or whatever. It wasn't a good story. So it created, in a way, a negative image of the method in many people. So in a way, some people were like, no, that's some idiot that it's doing something stupid. But on the other hand, it helped me, because people started to hear Wim Hof. He was going to the media talking about it. Then in internet, some other websites start writing about Wim Hof. So what I did, I made a search on Google, and I found out everybody that was writing about Wim Hof. Maybe it's a guy that has its own website. Maybe it's a website about personal development. Maybe it's a radio that talked about it. Maybe it's a TV program that made an article about Wim Hof. So if I made a list of everyone that I found that was writing something about the method, and I sent to those people an email to everyone. Hey, listen, guys, we are the original people that are doing really the Wim Hof method in the proper way. Bart Pronk, that it's from the very beginning with Wim, it's coming to Bulgaria. So you can search on Google in your area if there are any local websites that write interesting things that happen in your city or in your area, if they wrote something about Wim Hof. So you can contact them, because those people know about already. Or if you have some media that you want to approach, because you think that their followers are your clients, you just send them an email. But think, who do you want to reach? Like websites, some magazines or some newspapers or whatever, and send them an email with information. Some of them will know already about the method, some will not know anything about it. So it's good to tell them that you're an instructor, and you can offer them an information about the method and write with them an interview, what are the benefits for the health, because this is really a hot topic. So I don't know, do you really get everything that I say? Like, is there anything unclear? And usually the media say yes. What also I do is I tell them, so if you can write an article for me, I can put your logo on my cover page for the event, and also my Facebook page, so I can promote also your website or your media on my event when I make a sponsored ad on Facebook, for example. I will do advertising for your media as well. So usually they are okay with that. And I have already maybe 5 or 6 online platforms that we became media partners, and we do that very regular. Also, for the first event that we did, the biggest site in Bulgaria for MMA contacted me. They saw somehow that I'm organizing the workshop. And they also shared my event through their media website, Facebook, and everything. And I, at the beginning, told that a lot of yogis will be interested to come, but in Bulgaria, it's not really like this. More MMA and martial art people are coming to the workshops. So find in your area maybe some schools for martial art, MMA, jiu-jitsu, or whatever there is, contact them. Yeah, Mike, do you want to say
Yeah,
something?
I just wanted to say that at my gym, I train jiu-jitsu, and people are crazy about Wim Hof and breathing workshops. So jiu-jitsu community is super open and they're super nice. So if you have a gym nearby, I already have people who are waiting to sign up for my workshops there as well. So
yeah. I know they are, but somehow that guy I'm telling you that went to the mountain, he's in a way friend with the jiu-jitsu guy here in Bulgaria, and I cannot reach them, not yet. But it's not gonna be for a long. So yeah, also like I did make posters, and I was going to yoga studio. I made a list with yoga studios that I wanna go. I was going around leaving the posters in yoga studio, fitness, CrossFit, any kind of sports activities that came to my mind, and just leaving the posters there on the wall. Because on the street, if you make posters on the street, you put them on the street, after 2 days, they're gone with some other posters on top. But what I did, I made also a list with, let's say, restaurants for healthy food. And usually they have a place where you can leave a flyers or put your poster. So I went to this kind of restaurants for healthy food, and also to a shops where they sell healthy food, and you know, these bio shops or whatever. So I was going around Sofia with my posters and putting posters everywhere, and also bookstores as well. A few bookstores where I know that probably people will see it and will be interested. And the flyers as well. Most people come because on the those healthy declarations that we will have to send, I also added to it a declaration where people sign up if they're okay to take photos of them and videos. So there I also ask them, how did they find about the workshop? Most of them, they say through a friend or internet. But still at the beginning, I didn't know how to reach the people, and I was like doing everything that comes to my mind to get the people into the workshop, to know about it. Radio, TV, yeah, it works. Make a list with radio programs or TV programs where you want to get in, you think that this is gonna be good for you. I know there are many instructors, maybe in your countries, in Bulgaria, there is no one, but still, even if there are, I think you should just try and go on TV and talk about the method. And usually what I do, I try to find, if I don't know directly the person, I start asking my friends, hey, do you know anyone that works in this radio or on this TV program or whatever, or even put a post on your Facebook page, you know? I usually do that when I need somebody. I'm writing on my Facebook page, hey, I need somebody from this TV or this radio. And yeah, I just look for friends to get me to the to the guys where I want to get in. But if not, I just send them an email, and in the email I write the information about the Wim Hof, and as well a presentation. I told you I made a small presentation, who is Wim Hof, about the world records, about the method, what is the method, the three pillars, the benefits, and in the end I always put the links, like there is this really very popular program on TV, and somebody got me to the producer of it, and she was at the beginning very arrogant lady, like, you know, oh, another guru, oh yeah, and this and that. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna send you information with email, and if you're interested, you know, I'm happy to do it. If not, I'm not really like going to prove you the other way around. And 1 month later, she called me and she was like, oh, sorry that I got so late. I saw the links that you sent me. There is documentary of BBC and Discovery. So yeah, that should be something interesting, really. So, okay, let's talk and see what we can do. So I got there, I got into the ice bath and everybody was like, wow. So it works, guys. You just have to be creative and just go for it. You know, whatever comes to your mind, just go for it and do it. And what else? Yeah, seminars for personal development. Check in your area. If there are any gurus that are coming or like big names, motivational speakers or whatever, and contact them and offer them to, let's say, make free tickets. Somebody from the people that will go to their workshop, let's say, can win a free ticket, let's say, for your workshop. In a way, you become a partners, because I don't know if you've heard of Peter Sage. He used to work for Tony Robbins for 15 years, and he comes to Bulgaria for his workshops. And the people that invited him to Bulgaria for the workshops, they contact me. And they were like, hey, can we do, like, in a way, cross promotion? You give a free ticket for your workshop and we promote it in our event, because Peter Sage, it's a big fan as well of Wim Hof. And that worked really very well, because you give one ticket free, but then people sign up for your workshop. Anyway, we've got like maybe 7-8 people from his seminar that came to the workshop. And you can check in your area and see where maybe you can reach people that are your straight target. People that are interested in personal development most probably will be interested in the workshop of Wim Hof. So what else? Invite, if you know, or even if you don't know, some famous people, let's say, again, like kind of influencers, make photo of them. People get impressed to see famous people in the workshops, in the ice bath, you know. And when they see somebody famous in the ice bath, oh, if he goes, that's cool. Maybe it's worth it, you know, like to go and try it as well. What else? What else I did offer in the event? Let's say in Bulgaria, the price, let's say Bart's price, it's 130 euro. And I wrote in the event, if you're 5 people, you get a price of 100 euro. So in this way, if somebody wants to come and get a discount, they will have to bring more people to the workshop so they can get a better price. Also, here in Bulgaria, companies, usually they're IT companies or call centers or whatever, they try to offer to the staff that they work for them some kind of a discount, usually for like glasses. In Bulgaria, I see maybe the IT, because they need glasses, they offer them a discount, I don't know. But I've seen that, and I have some friends in the big companies here, the IT companies, that are responsible for the events of the company, and they have inside of the company kind of a chat, or I don't know how to say it, a platform where they can post all the discounts the staff of the company that they get for different kind of things. So I offer also a discount of 20% to staff companies, let's say. And usually if you contact HRs, I guess you can make a deal with them. So even if nobody comes from the company and uses the discount, it's still, you know, people hear about Wim Hof, they see it, they will see it first, second, third time, on the fourth time, maybe they'll be like, okay, I hear from here and here and here about this Wim Hof method. Let's see what it's all about. What else? LinkedIn, I said. Good photos, good videos, so you can use in later promotions of the events. That's something I do. If you have friends that are photographers or somebody that can make a video, for free or for little money, I think it's a good investment because people love good photos, especially from the ice bath, and they can post it on their social media and their friends will see it and they will be like, oh, what are you doing? What is this? And the video also, it's nice to have it like to share as well. So more or less, I think that's it, what I put down for the promotion and how I got the people. Yeah.
Anna, thank you.
Don't stop. Just don't stop and don't listen to anyone. If people tell you you're crazy, tell them, yes, I'm crazy, and just go for it.
Wow, thank you so much.
Amazing.
That was really amazing. I was supposed to only take like 10 bullet points of notes. I think I got 40. That was a lot. That was a lot of good details. And thank you. I would like to open up this for anyone who has any questions. Specifically, Pedro, I see your hand first. And then Dario.
Anna, amazing. Thank you very much. I took notes like crazy. Amazing ideas.
Brilliant. The good thing is that we have a video.
I have two questions for you. The first is, you said that on television you went you yourself into an ice bath during the interview. How did that work? That's the first question. And the second is, what logistical, how did you organize the 70 people in one place? Were they taking multiple baths at the same time? So two questions.
Okay. I will start from the second question. We got 70 people, but it was for 2 days. So each day we had 35 people.
Okay.
Yeah, and we had it in a pool that you can fit like 3 people at once. So I guess for about 40 minutes, they went through the ice bath. And about the first question, what do you mean, like, how did it went?
When you were on television, you were in an ice bath during the interview?
We first did the interview, and then in the end, I went to the ice bath, and I stayed there for 2 minutes while we were just talking about other, just few things. But yeah, I didn't stay the whole time in the ice bath.
Okay, no, but for 2 minutes, yeah. Because I had a conversation this week with Fnac. You know, the Fnac, the French company that sells books and stuff, and they offered a possibility to do that there, and I was thinking that that might be a good idea to do it there. Cool.
Just
thank you very much. Amazing.
Dario, I think you had raised your hand.
Yeah, I have couple of questions. First of all, amazing. I don't know if you can see, but something like 3 pages of notes on my iPad, and it's I was like, oh, this is really great, this is really good. And I was like this. So really, really great. Full of lot of creative ideas. So thanks for that, Anna. And 2 things. One was if you can mention again how you were working with the leaders of other kind of personal development courses in terms of how you were setting up your collaboration. So I got that you were giving them like 1 or 2 free tickets about the method for them to promote into their workshop or seminar. But what they were getting in return from you or from the organization of the method? So what was in for them to promote those 2 tickets to their participants? That was not really clear to me. And the other question is more a general one. You mentioned the BBC and Discovery Channel documentary. So the BBC, I just found like 2 or 3 minutes, but I've heard of these documentaries many times. So is there any link on YouTube or somewhere else where there are extensive or more extended version of those documentaries that maybe you can share?
It's on the website of WIM. You can find them.
Okay.
There is the BBC and the Discovery Channel.
Okay.
Also the Vice. But Vice is not really very popular in Bulgaria. So here people get more impressed from Discovery and BBC.
Yeah.
but you can find it on the Wim Hof website.
Okay.
And also on his channel on YouTube.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. And about the other question, it's it was very interesting because Peter Sage, for example, the people that invite him to Bulgaria, they contact me. They saw that I have a workshop with Bart, so they contact me and ask. Actually, they offered me to share on their Facebook page about the workshop because Peter is talking a lot about the method. So the organizer of the Peter Sage events in Bulgaria came with another 5 people from their community. And then after the workshop, he saw it, he liked it, and he asked me if we can offer a free ticket to somebody to win during the Peter Sage seminar. Because okay. Peter Sage seminar was 3 days, I was there, and it was like extra value for the people that are at the seminar, you know, you win a ticket to go to a workshop of Wim Hof.
Right.
So it's an extra value for Peter Sage workshop that he offers to the people there. And right. At the same time, it's advertising for me.
Yeah. And I guess the basic is that, you know, he was already a Wim Hof method fan, right?
So yes, yes.
He knew,
yes,
the, method, yes. And he knew, yes, the value which is behind the method, and he wanted,
yes,
to, yes, he offered that to the party, to his participants. So, okay, clear.
Yeah. But if you want to work with somebody, you can invite him to your workshop for free to, yeah, see how is it, to feel it, to, yeah, you know, to become a fan.
Yeah.
And then you talk like, actually, you can do that from the beginning to tell him that you want to collaborate, and if it's his or she, whatever it is, it's open to collaborate and offer a free ticket, like extra value to the people that come to their workshops. And then if he wants to try to come and check it out and then decide if you want to collaborate or not.
Yeah, okay. Cool, thanks.
Yeah, welcome.
I had a question.
How many workshops do you do with Bart for a year?
We do 4. Like,
four. Okay.
Usually we do 2 days in April and then 2 days in springtime we do the 2 days, and autumn time we do 2 days. But last year we had like, it's very, you know, like, it depends very much. Like last year, because of COVID, we postponed, yeah, it. And we did one in August. And then we did one in October, I guess. Or I don't know. And then the last day of it was August. Somebody asked him when it's going to be the next workshop. And he was like, oh, in November. But very spontaneous. And I just looked at him and I was like thinking to myself, November, do you know how do I get the people to the workshops? You know, like it takes time. But the people just show up like this, you know. There was Peter Sage seminar. We promoted, like 5-6 people came. Then other people sign up. We just did 1-day workshop. But still, you know, people just sign up like this. So yeah, sometimes it's really, but also guys, what I do, and I think it's also important, when I set my dates, I don't know if you believe it in astrology or not, but I check if it's a new moon. I mean, like, I always try to do my workshops when it's a new moon.
Okay.
So when you do something, when
why
the new
that?
Moon...
Why is that? I mean, I'm not into astrology, so...
I'll explain to you now. So when you have a new moon, it's the period of the time when the moon starts to rise. And in the nature as well, the grass grows faster. Everything in nature grows faster. So the new moon supports everything for growth. And if it's a full moon, then the moon starts to become smaller. And this period of time, it's good for fasting, if you want to lose weight or whatever. But it's not a good period of time to set something for a new beginning, because the moon, it's not growing, but it's becoming less. So I check the dates for a new moon. And also, if it's Mercury, I don't know if you've heard of, how do you call it in English, retrograde Mercury, this planet Mercury that looks that it goes backwards. Because usually during this time, it's a problem with communication and blah, blah. It's really tricky period of time. I do believe in this. And really, like, when I set my dates, I look for new moon. I don't know if you believe it or not, but for me, it works. And yeah, so.
So new moon is when the moon, when you don't have any moon, right? And it's coming up.
The new moon, yeah. You can find the astrology websites where you can
check.
Because it changes every time. So, but the energy on Earth, it's supported, you know, for a growth when there is a new moon.
Thank you so much, Anna. Like, this has been amazing. I don't want to wrap up, but I do have one question, and then maybe for you, Anna, and then one question for everyone else.
Yeah.
But I know that Bart would say, like, yeah, November, or, and we spoke earlier about that he has his price. Does he care how many people are there? The price is the same whether there's 70 people or 5 people, right? I'm assuming that Bart, and that, I'm assuming that we have to figure out that too. I'm not sure they're going to help us with that. But Bart is probably a good example for us to follow. Did he have a day price and it didn't matter how many participants, or he had a price based on the day and participants?
That's his price. Even if in Holland or for a small workshop or for a bigger, that's his price. Okay. And do you mean if there are less people in the group, the price is higher, or what? I didn't get it really.
Yeah, does the price change depending on the people?
No, the price is this. And because we do 70 people, but we do it, let's say, for 2 days, not 1 day.
Yeah.
And that's his price. And I'm okay with that. At the beginning, I even had not really a fight, but kind of argue with a friend of mine, because Bulgaria is considered to be the poorest country in Europe, you know, and for Bulgarian people, 130 euro, it's fucking a lot of money. But to me, like, Bart, it's worth it, his price. And also what I do for the events, and I think it's also appreciated from the people that they come. I really, when I look for a location, I really look for a good location. And this is something very important. So people, when they pay 130 euro, they feel like they pay for a good quality event. You know, there is this center I work with, it's a friend of mine, and there is a changing room for women and for men. There is a very nice place where we do the breathing exercises, and they have also a swimming pool area where we do the ice bath when it's cold weather. And they also have a garden outside where if it's warm, we do the ice bath outside. And also the food, I really... it's not super expensive, the food, but it's really good quality food, and people appreciate that. And I also, but it's a big event that we do, of course, I always try to have a professional photographer for the photos, so people will get really good photos in the end of the seminar, so they're waiting for it, really, like, oh, when are we going to get the photos?
Yeah.
And sometimes, if I can, I make a video. Like, for example, now a friend of mine has a son. He's super cute teenager, and he's like into video making. So I called my friend a few days ago, and I was like, and also his son, it's a fan of Wim, of course, was like, hey, do you think he will come to make a free video? He will practice his skills. And at the same time, we're going to get a video, and the boy will be happy, and we will be happy. And people appreciate it. But yeah, I really try to make a good quality event combining Bart's knowledge, the location, the food, photography. So everything is set really in a good way, and people feel like, okay, we paid the price, but we got really good value.
Thank you. Thank you. That is really a great way to answer. So the price for the day is no matter how many people, and the the thing that you just said, like people want their money's worth, so pay attention to the location and food. Thank you so much.
The small details. Yeah.
So I'll add to that that there's one guy in Poland who does workshops, and he has like I would say quite low results and reviews, because the location that he does where he does the workshops is apparently quite quite bad. So I think if you want to charge reasonably, you have to add value, but don't discount. Never discount. I mean I don't believe in discount, so just from my perspective, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
For the discount, sorry, Mike. For the discounts, I told you I do like 5 people. If you come, you get better price. But then you know you work also for bringing people. Like you do something to get them.
Yeah. No discount for free, basically.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. We're about to wrap up. I do want to invite anyone in here, if they're interested, to share something, like Dario said, maybe imposter syndrome, or maybe their take on anything, whether it's music or whether it's getting an assistant or whether it's a speech that they want to share about how that we as a team can like grow with the knowledge from your perspective, because I think that everyone brings something to the table. And I remember Michał was saying that he has other businesses and that he can share that. So, and Dario mentioned the imposter syndrome. I would love to share my public speaking tips in a 20-minute speech. Like I think we all have something, and I think it's super valuable. So don't underestimate anything you could bring to the table, because I'm sure that we all can learn from it, and we're the group that can share without judging, because we really want to hear it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Agree.
I'll maybe figure out something, but maybe on basically like how I would approach doing the workshops as a business model on a business model case, so I can basically try to maybe put you through the process how I do it. Usually I use a simple method called business model canvas. Basically it's like it's a simple thing. Bernhard probably knows it. I usually use that. I'll think about how to do that, maybe not the next time, but maybe the further I will have to like sit down on, because
that will be very helpful, because I have no experience with corporate world, and to me that will be really
It's not corporate, it's entrepreneurship basically.
Entrepreneur.
But maybe Dario, because he works with corporate world as well, can share.
Yeah, maybe I can think about something that we could share. But anyway, on that or imposter syndrome or anything else. But for sure, I can talk a little bit more about the corporate world and how it works. That's something also that we could do.
A great idea would be how to actually approach and sell to corporate clients. With workshops, because I don't have any experiences, so.
Yeah, me neither, actually. That's something that anyway I personally still have to figure out, because I've always been on the corporate side, and I'm not in charge, right? But anyway, all of us will have to think about how to approach the HRs and trying to sell them the idea. One concept which is very important is all around what we were talking about before, is the value, right? What we usually call the value proposition. So one thing which is really, really important is to build up something which is called the value proposition, which has to be compelling and I think simple. That's the main things that now pop up in my mind, but we can think about that a little bit more, and we can have a discussion about that.
Thank you. I'll be messaging you guys in the group, and I'm gonna be inviting people next week. I'm doing a corporate 1-hour breathing theory and breathing session for a public speaking group, and I can invite everyone there. If you guys want to see how I'm trying to sell it to corporate. So I'm getting a lot of feedback from everybody. That's why we do this thing. So my corporate event.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and I mean, and then right after, actually, we'll have the Wim Hof Wednesday.